When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Everyone who's in this world that wants to find justice for these victims that have not found it yet, they're looking very closely at all of the evidence that has come to light. There is the case in Oklahoma that looks very, very reminiscent of BTK. We still don't know yet exactly what the connection is going to be there, if we can actually find one. And then there's also the one that's going on in Missouri, the Garber case. And the Missouri detective, Lori Howard, was on Banfield just the other night talking about saying that there's no direct evidence connecting Raider to Garber. The body of Shauna Beth Garber, who was 22 when she went missing, discovered in 1990, the autopsy revealed that she had been raped. That is the thing that changes from all the other known murders of Dennis Raider, strangled and restrained with bindings about 2 months before her body was found in McDonald County, Missouri. Detective Lori, like I said, saying no direct evidence. Carrie, his daughter, is saying that she has no faith in Lori Howard and that she would have made an arrest last week. Obviously, one's an investigator, one's the daughter of this horrible human being, but Carrie is a wonderful person, and her heart is certainly in the right place. She is sitting there, and she is going through all of this hell again, trying to help investigators. Obviously, you have the feeling of we're going somewhere, we want to find answers, but in cases like this where it's so far removed from the current date and time, it's very difficult to do that with a whole lot of certainty. Where do you think that is going? Is this a case where the investigators are just kind of hitting a dead end, but Carrie in her heart knows that there's more to be dug into, more than what authorities may, just because she has a much closer connection to her father, obviously, than anyone else?
She sure does. You know, she's an amazing person, and I really see Carrie as her advocacy and work for victims and assisting law enforcement at this point. This is her path out of trauma. You know, this allows her to heal, which is a wonderful way to do it, you know, because she's doing so much good in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough that they can ever tie this, you know, legally to him and arrest him for it. That's sort of out of my scope.
Sure.
But just the fact that this particular person was raped, it doesn't mean he didn't do it, you know, because serial killers do vary their pattern, you know, and there can be certain patterns that they follow over and over and over. And then there's a variation. Then they do something different. They try something different. So I think it's certainly a very reasonable possibility, but I don't know if they're going to be able to tie him to it.
And that's the thing, even because the tying is going to be the hardest part. It's also one of the hardest parts for the other case, Cynthia Kinney, who is a 16-year-old cheerleader, because there is no body. So we don't know exactly how was she killed? If we don't have the bondage and all of that that we've seen in so many of his other projects, as he called them, we don't have that. But we do have that account of the notebook, the book he was attempting to write, if you will, that recounts such a very similar type situation where this cheerleader disappeared. It almost seems a little bit too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence.
Yeah, it's really eerie. And, you know, the extent of this guy's horrendous fantasies, there just seems to be no limit to it. And so, yeah, I think women who have disappeared from laundromats, I would be looking at all those cases.
Is it common for serial killers to deny involvement in certain killings, as Rader has done with these new allegations, especially when they're behind bars for life? There's no coming out. Why? Why not confess to some of these if, in fact, he did have something to do with them?
Other than it's part of the game, you know, it's part of the, you know, catch me if you can kind of thing, mm-hmm. that he may get pleasure from keeping people guessing. Mm-hmm. And to come out and give the entire story would take that pleasure away, you know. Mm-hmm. And it may be that someday he will. I know Carrie is communicating with him now and trying to get to the bottom of everything he's done, but it sounds like he's continuing to be cagey about mm-hmm. it. And so we may never know.
Is there, or have you ever seen the cognitive decline of someone like this, like a Dennis Rader, where with age, it actually affects their ability to recall or acknowledge their past bad acts or murders in this case, almost blurring the lines between what was fantasy for him and what was, in fact, a real crime that he committed?
Yeah, it's certainly possible. I don't think we have, you know, data on serial killers' aging patterns and, you know, mm-hmm. what it's like when they get Alzheimer's. But it's certainly possible that at some point he will just not remember. Now, Carrie says at this point he's still sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. Although his body, as she puts it, is rotting away. He just sounds like he's in terrible health. But he's still cognizant and he's still capable of playing mind games. And this may be the way he entertains himself in prison is, you know, what kind of clues can I put out there and who can I confuse and who can I mess with just because this has always been something that he enjoys.
It's a lot of just because I can.
Exactly.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts. Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.